I keep hearing on the news that a lot of America can't eat healthy because it's too expensive, and that's why they're forced to go the fast food route. And in my head, a good chunk of my nutrition comes from protein shakes, which I think are under $1.50. So I decided to go down a rabbit hole of going through every single thing I eat or drink in a day. And this includes every additive, every supplement, cost per ounce on any meat I buy, any spices I'm using. I went all out on this and took me a little while to do all the calculations. And I wanted to see where I'm at on a typical healthy day, which for me is Monday through Friday. If you've been listening to me for a while, on weekends those are my cheat days. So if you want to explore this rabbit hole with me or you're just curious, stay tuned. How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals. But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode. All right, like I said, I went through a typical day Monday through Friday of everything I eat, drink, take a pill for, divided it out for exactly the price per ounce or supplement pill or even spice, which all of those are pretty cheap, right? Let's just get right into it. So if you listen to my podcast before, I've gone through my daily routine and all the stuff I'm taking, and it's constantly changing because that's what I do for my viewers. I always am looking for the best combination of things that synergistically work to burn the most fat, keep the most lean muscle on, and most important, feeling good while you're doing it. So if some of these things aren't working for you, you scrap it. But let's just go through this again. So in the morning, because I do low carb and I fast for the entire morning until 12 o'clock, I can't have things that have calories. So basically I take essential amino acids, which are called EAAs for short, ginger, and a little bit of lemon juice in there. So the cost per serving for the EAAs is 70 cents, 25 cents for a ginger cube. I could probably find that cheaper, but I'm just lazy. Get it from Target. And 5 cents for every teaspoon of lemon juice. I'll have about 2 rounds of that in the morning. Then it gets me to my black coffee, which I do the lazy man's way of coffee with Keurig. So it's like $1 a pod is basically the cheapest you can get on that. But yeah, and that's it. I take it straight black, sometimes with a little bit of sea salt. Then I'll have my first protein shake before I go work out. And cut costs on that, I use Sun Warrior protein just because it's very keto friendly, low net carbs. But it started getting a little expensive, so I started getting this Naked Pea protein, which was strictly just pea protein powder, no other additives. So I'll just mix 2 scoops of that in with my other shake. So for per 2 servings of that pea protein, it's 78 cents. For 1 serving of the Sun Warrior, it's $1. And you can see why I had to cut it down. Then I put a little bit of olive oil in there. That's 16 cents for like a half a tablespoon. And I started using this psyllium husk powder. And I barely use a teaspoon of that. And that's about 13 cents. And then so double that. I have another one of those exact protein shakes after my workout. Next, probably around 1 o'clock, I have 3 eggs with a little bit of nutritional yeast in it. And I put a little sriracha sauce on it. And the eggs are 65 cents each. That's gone up a little bit over time. Nutritional yeast is about 11 cents per serving, and I think about not even 10 cents for the amount of sriracha I'm using. Then I get into my little snacks before dinner. I eat the garlic stuffed olives. Those are a little pricey, and I have 2 of them every day, and I use that so I can get a big chunk of garlic in my diet to get that sulfur. Those are 33 cents each. Those are definitely ways to get those cheaper, but I love them. Those are the best tasting ones. Then I always do some kind of nuts that are low net carb. Nuts, and I found either sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds deshelled, but it's just depending on what I can find at the store. So almost all of them, it's $1 for a quarter cup, and I have about a quarter cup of that. Then later on, I'll probably take a couple swigs of kombucha. Does have sugar in it, so I have to watch how much I take of that, but I want it for get some of that probiotics in there, you know, that fermentation. And sometimes I'll switch that for sauerkraut. I'm finally getting a taste for sauerkraut, and that's better for net carbs. Either one of those is about $1 for about 4 ounces. Then I'll have my berries, and it's always a mix of either blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. I rarely eat strawberries because my daughter eats them all the time, so I save them for her, but they're allowed on my diet, at least for the net carbs. Overall average cost should be about a quarter cup for $1.34. Then I've been eating a little bit of turkey jerky mostly, or grass-fed beef. Like I said, I have a mild beef allergy, so it's, you know, how much do I want to put up with that allergy? Those are pretty expensive. It's about $5.99 for the bag just to get about 15 grams of protein. It's not the greatest. It's better just to cook some meat, but if you're lazy, it's easy. Moving on, I have bone broth, which is about 66 cents for the serving of bone broth and probably less than 10 cents for the amount of sea salt and kind of other spices if I'm feeling it to kick up the flavor of that bone broth. And then I'll have another coffee, like I said, $1 for one of those Keurig K-Pods. So moving on to dinner, we have meat and veggies. I always try to get 8 ounces of meat, a good mix of potassium high veggies, a little bit of oil, and some spices. I try to get meat around $6 a pound or less. So that ends up being $3 for 8 ounces per serving. I calculated kind of, it always depends, right? But $1.50 for the mixed veggie mix that I picked for that serving. I go a little more in oil because I'm cooking with it. So I'm using about 60 cents of avocado oil for cooking and about 12 cents for all the different spices I guessed on. Then at the end of the night, I have another ginger and lemon, which is 25 cents for that ginger cube, about 5 cents for that quarter teaspoon of lemon juice. So that's in a typical eating day. Remember, my time window for eating is from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., plus or minus an hour. That's okay. I don't keep it exactly to 6 hours. So let's move on to supplements. And real quickly, magnesium, about $1.30 for one serving, a daily serving. Calcium, about 36 cents. Copper, about 11 cents. Vitamin C, 48 cents for 4 pills. So I take about 2 grams a day of vitamin C. Fish oil, it's 40 cents. I put it in daily, even though I take it every other day. So really, it should be like 20 cents. Zinc, 13 cents per serving. I take that liver detox health, 15 cents. And I normally take that only for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But I'll just put it into the total as well. And then I have my potassium electrolyte drink, which ends up being about 70 cents per serving. And that has a bit of sodium, calcium, magnesium in it, but mostly it's high concentrated in potassium, so I can even get close to my potassium needs for the day. So for food, my whopping total is $25.37. My supplements are $3.63, which total is $31.10. So you hear that number and you're thinking, what can I buy fast food for? I mean, I'm trying to look at Taco Bell every time I go, and I think if I ever do that and get 4 tacos, close to $9 to $10, and then think if someone was to eat fast food every day, you would probably at least minimum have to eat 3 times a day, right? So we're at $30 right there. So when someone says that they need to do fast food to get it cheap, I question that. Yeah, I mean, if you're only eating just a couple times fast food and literally picking the cheapest things on the menu, yes. But on the flip side, like I mentioned while I was talking to you about this, I could find cheaper ways to get ginger. I could get cheaper ways to get my oil. Half the stuff I'm not even buying Costco in bulk. And if I did, I would literally cut some of these things in half. So I could confidently say that I could pull this $31.10 down to about $24, which now I'm right in line with some of these people that are doing fast food. So it just gives you an idea of what you're doing if you really want to get this down. I thought that'd be a fun episode. You could have probably just skipped right to the end to the totals. Anyways, hopefully this gives you some motivation if you are one of those people that are doing the fast food route at least some of the days. Maybe cut it all and save the fast food or your little Starbucks coffees and treats for special occasions like weekends or whatever your days off are. I promise you, everyone I know, all my friends, they are spending way more than $31.10 a day, and they don't have to. Just put a little bit more thought into it, write it down, and I'll leave it at that. So anyways, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top. Thank you for listening. And I just wanted to put out there, if anyone has any questions about dieting, working out, supplements, fasting, you know, I can go on and on with all the different topics on this show. Please check out my show notes for my email or check out my website contact page. And let me know what your question is, and I'll do a whole episode about it. One of the funnest parts of training clients is, you know, everyone's different, has different issues. There's always that one thing that kind of catches me off guard, and I might actually have to do a little research for it, but I love playing that personal trainer detective. So please reach out if you have something, and thanks for listening.